Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's our buddy Chris Rose. He joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, help. 12-3. Bieber rocked. Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, so there's four positives I take out of last night.
I want to hear this.
Let me grab a pen.
Yes.
Okay, yes,
number one.
Writing this down. Instructor,
I checked the rules today. The game will not start 12-3, so the Yankees cannot carry over any of those runs tonight. So that's a plus.
Okay, no carryover.
Won't start 12-3. Uh-huh. Okay.
Number two. We seemingly have won the Mike Clevenger trade, okay? At least from a playoff standpoint, because it looks like Clev's out the entire postseason and Josh Naylor, they can't get him out for it. Okay, that's number two.
Good laugh.
This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number
– Will there be a test on this?
Probably not is my guess. Probably not.
Okay.
I forgot what number three is. But number four is that I don't have to watch the debate again. So we're at least we've kind of turned the page, and we've moved on. So I feel good. There we
okay.
go.
Okay. I just saved thousands of dollars on a university school education right there. I just got it ingested into me. Thank you very much. I appreciate
really
it.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, listen, guys, it did not. It was tough. So a few things. The Yankees. We're sick and tired, I think, of hearing, and we even talked about it on our show on Monday, the home road splits for them. We did a whole thing on it, how their OPS, which is a pretty significant number these days in the sabermetric world, goes down several hundred points for the Yankees when they're not playing at that little bandbox in the Bronx. They want to dispose of the Indians. They want to show that the Rays, against whom they went just 2-8 this year, that not so fast. The division is still ours. We're still the best team in this division and will be the best team in the American League because for the first time since, I believe, the 1910s, the Yankees failed to make the World Series for an entire decade. The organization knows it. That's what happens when you're that good. Now, when you shift it to the Indians, this is the Indians' opportunity to prove they're tougher than who they've been, right? What have we lost? 9 straight elimination games, I believe. Isn't that what the number is?
I think that is correct.
Okay. Like, enough. You know, at some point, you've got to stand up and say, this isn't who we are anymore. I don't care if we've got a small payroll. I don't care if we're the little engine that could. Like, you're still professional baseball players, and this is your opportunity. They haven't. It's not a best-of-one series. It's no longer just a wild card game where we'd be talking about what are we doing. You still have a chance. And Tanaka can pitch great, but he can also go right in the toilet early. And I actually thought the Indians' back half of the lineup gave some good at-bats against Gerrit Cole. I think you have to build on that and hope that the top of the lineup outside of Jose, who continues to swing a pretty good bat, that somebody connects. Because you don't want to get to the fifth inning tonight and have the Yankees have about a 3-run lead. Because then with all those guys rested, although they aren't as vaunted as they have been in years past, they're still a very, very good bullpen.
I was just trying to look through things last night to try to gain some knowledge and try to figure out how – what you know, I'm just wondering, you know, you go back and you look at what Cole was able to do, and he was averaging 15 pitches an inning. And I'm like, you know, if I thought the Indians were going to win last night, because Jeff and I talked about this, they'd probably have to play small ball – and they'd have to have some battles at the plate. And I just that didn't happen last night, and I think that was one of the you know, one of those little underlying factors of trying to win a game. I don't know if there's really a question here, but I just, can they be more patient tonight? Is that something they need to do, or based on what you're saying, and just try to get on it as quick as they can?
I think if you look at Gerrit Cole's pitch chart last night, there weren't a lot of fastballs out of the zone, meaning that the guys weren't chasing. Like, it was, I was sitting there with my 15-year-old son who plays baseball. I was like, this is C ball, hit ball. Like, it was 98. You know how hard it is to hit 98? Ray's like, well, why can't they just foul it off? I'm like, dude, it's 98. Like, it's, go ask a major league hitter the difference between 94 and 98. They'll tell you in a second. It is, it's light years. And so when he has that cranking, and he pitched really, he pitched better than Bieber in September, if you just strictly go look at the numbers, he did. And, you know, this is why they paid him over $320 million, was to make starts like this in October, and they're going to count on him doing it next week if they advance, and the following week if they advance. And, you know, he's a stud, dude. It's hard to battle, like, against that sort of talent. It's really, really hard.
Last night, Carl Willis was interviewed in-game and said, you obviously heard it, you know, big stage, maybe a little nervous, and I just thought, oh, man, that's not what you want out of your Cy Young Award winner. That your ace isn't supposed to be nervous in a big game. He's supposed to go out and get the job done. And I guess that's only human nature, Chris. A young guy getting his first postseason opportunity, big stage, maybe it was a bigger moment than he was ready for.
Yeah, and I still haven't heard exactly, maybe just because I've missed it, what their game plan was against Judge in that first at bat. I mean, LeMahieu, I don't care who's out there. He gets hits. That's what he does. I don't know what Jordan Baker, the umpire, was looking at on the first pitch of the game. I think he hadn't settled in because it looked down the middle. And not that, you know, that means that he would have gotten LeMahieu out if the count's 1-1 instead of 2-0, but whatever. But I was like, you got to feed Judge and Stanton breaking balls. I mean, that's been their poison in the postseason. And because if you miss with a fastball like he did, God, it was just, we're like, oh my God, what a punch in the face. So yeah, it sucked. And here's what I hate about it is that, unfortunately, I was on Twitter because of the debate as well last night, and also because of baseball, but there were people saying, well, see, the central divisions that Bieber pitched against just weren't that good, and they had the worst OPS of any of the divisions, and so, you know, it's kind of a marred Cy Young Award. That, you know, not to go Dana bash on you last night after the thing, but that's some BS. You know, that's terrible. Don't do that to that kid. He had a terrible start. We'd like it to be better, but you know, I don't know what else to say. It was a terrible, terrible start for him.
Yeah, it was his, well, that tie his worst start, seven. Well, it was better than his worst start, at least the first time that he gave up 700 runs in a game was against Pittsburgh, and he only made it 1 2/3 in that game. So it was his second worst start, I would probably say.
Yeah, I mean, this is different. This is different than Kluber a couple years ago against the Yankees, because Kluber had established himself, had gone through the 2016 postseason where he had been dominant at times.
Yeah, he was good.
You know, Shane Bieber's going to learn from this, and if we're fortunate enough to get onto the next round, I think you're going to see a totally different Shane Bieber. I don't think we're going to sit there and go, oh, my God, we got to have Shane Bieber out there. I'm like, okay, it happened, and this is why you have teammates to pick you up.
All right, let's flip gears for a second because I want to talk Browns with you. I need to talk about something happening today. Your thoughts on the Browns? You know, they're, as Baker Mayfield said today, they're about to hit the quarter pole, and you know they could walk out of this thing 3-1 if they can pull off the win at Dallas. Just your kind of your three game assessment of the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we looked at the schedule, we went 2-1 is a real possibility, and that's exactly where we are. We've been better in some areas than I anticipated. I think the offensive line has gelled very, very quickly, particularly for a unit that, you know, didn't have J.C. Tretter at all during training camp, has two new left tackles to the organization. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're going to look at the John Dorsey era and end up saying the most underrated move he made was trading for Wyatt Teller, because that guy has just been a beast. So all that has been great. And I love it that Stefanski went kind of circled back to the running game after we got down against Washington and you felt like it was getting a little too pass happy. And then we said, okay, well, even if it's going to take us ramming our head into a wall for some 2 and 3 yard gains, we're going to start busting out those 12 to 15 yarders. And that's exactly what happened. The back seven is worse than I anticipated. I know the injury to Grant Delpit. We can't use that as an excuse. There are massive injuries around the NFL. So that's not good enough. I don't know what Joe Woods can do, and I'm worried about this weekend because I've watched the Dallas Cowboys very closely in each of their three games, and they've got guys running free against experienced coaching staffs with some really good athletes on the defensive side of the football. Do we have the ability to win a shootout? I think we do. I just don't want us to lose our identity in doing so. Like, I think you look at Dallas's pass defense, and you're like, oh, my God, Baker could have 400 yards. I don't think we're winning a game if Baker has to throw for 400 yards. You know, Dallas is 28th against the pass, but they're 23rd against the run. Stay with what you do best. And I think that gives us the best chance to win Sunday in Dallas.
Indians win game two?
I don't know, guys. I mean, I picked the Yankees to win the series. I do that in part because, like, I constantly picked against the Indians in 2016, and it worked. Those guys actually let me know about it. So, you know, I did pick the Yankees to win the series, but I thought it was a terrible matchup. I don't know what you guys were rooting for last week, but in this household, we were like, I hope we lose Sunday. I want to be the 7 seed and go to Oakland. I know that place has been a house of horrors, but I'd much rather face that lineup than the Yankees lineup. And we saw why, because with the minute they put it together, it's scary. I mean, it's so important for Carlos to have a clean first and just make us feel good about getting in that dugout. That's a huge thing. Like, after three innings, you can't be down 2 or 3 runs. And then,
thank you, sir.
Okay. Let's have some good
mojo.
Let's
go. Pick it up, man. Pick it up. Yeah, let's hide everybody high five before we leave the locker room. All right. Nice job, Rosie. All right.
Break. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Break. All right, boys.
Chris Rose,
be well.
MLB.
See ya.
NFL. You name it. He's doing it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.